The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 21, Surah Al-Ankabut, the Spider, verse 46 onwards. Do not debate with the people of the book unless it is in the best manner, except with those of whom commit injustice, and say, "We believe in what is sent down to us and sent down to you, and our God and your God is one, and to him we submit ourselves. Thus we have sent down the book to you, so those to whom we have given the book believe in it, and from these, the people of Makkah, there are ones who believe in it, and no one rejects our verses except the infidels. You, O Prophet, have never been reciting any book before this, nor have you been writing it with your hand. Had it been so, the adherents of falsehood would have raised doubts. But it, the Quran itself, is a package of evident signs in the hearts of those who are given knowledge, and no one rejects our verses except the wrongdoers. And they say, why is it that no signs, miracles have been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, signs are only with Allah, and I am only a plain warner. Is it not sufficient for them that we have sent down to you the book that is being recited to them? Surely in it there is mercy and advice for a people who believe. Say, Allah is enough as a witness between me and you. He knows what is in the heavens and the earth, and those who believe in falsity and do not believe in Allah, those are the losers. They ask you to bring the punishment soon. Had there not been an appointed time, the punishment would have come to them. It will surely come to them suddenly while they will not be aware. They ask you to bring the punishment soon, while Jahannam is surely going to engulf the disbelievers on the day when the punishment will envelop them from above them and from under their feet. And he, Allah, will say, taste what you used to do. O my servants who believe, surely my earth is vast. So, me alone you must worship. Every person has to taste death, then to us you are to be returned. As for those who believe and do righteous deeds, we shall accommodate them in mansions of the paradise beneath which rivers flow, where they will live forever. Excellent is the reward of the workers who observe restraint patiently and place their trust in their Lord alone. How many an animal there is that does not carry its provision. Allah gives provision to it as well as to you, and he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. If you ask them as to who has created the heavens and the earth and had subjugated the sun and the moon, they will certainly say, Allah. How then are they driven aback by their whims? Allah extends provision to whom he wills from his servants and straightens it for whom he wills. Surely Allah knows everything well. And if you ask them as to who sends down the water from the sky, then revives the land with it, they will certainly say Allah. Say, praises for Allah, but most of them do not understand. This worldly life is nothing but an amusement and play, and the last abode is the real life indeed, only if they know. So when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, having their faith purely in him. But when he saves them and brings them to the land, in no time they start committing shirk, ascribing partners to Allah, thus becoming ungrateful for what we gave to them. Let them have some enjoyment, then they will soon come to know the ill fate of their attitude. Did they not see that we have made a peaceful sanctuary, Haram, while other people around them are being snatched away? Do they still believe in falsity and reject Allah's grace? Who is more unjust than the one who forges a lie against Allah or rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in Jahannam a home for disbelievers? As for those who strive in our way, we will certainly take them onto our paths, and indeed Allah is with those who are good in deeds. Surah Ar-Rum. The Romans. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. The Romans have been defeated in the nearer land, and they, after their defeat, will triumph within a few years. To Allah belongs the matter before, and to him belongs thereafter. And on that day the believers will rejoice with Allah's help. He helps whomever so he will, and he is the mighty, the very merciful. It is a promise from Allah. Allah does not fail in his promise, but most of the people do not know. They know something superficial of the worldly life, but of the hereafter they are negligent. Did they not reflect in their own selves? Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them but with a just cause and for an appointed time. Yet many of the people are disbelievers in the meeting with their Lord. Have they not travelled on earth to see how was the end of those before them? They were stronger than these in power, and they had tilled the land and had made it more populous than these have made it. And their messengers had come to them with clear proofs. So Allah was not such as could do injustice to them, but they used to do injustice to themselves. Then the end of those who did evil was evil, because they rejected the verses of Allah and used to make mockery of them. Allah originates the creation, then he will create it again, then to him you are to be returned. On the day when the hour, Qiyamah, the day of judgment, will take place, the guilty will be taken aback in grief and despair. They will have no intercessors from among their so-called partners of Allah, and they themselves will reject their such partners. And the day when the hour will take place, it will be on that day that they will turn into separate groups. Then those who had believed and had done righteous deeds, they will be in a garden extremely delighted. As for those who had disbelieved and rejected our verses and the meeting of the hereafter, they will be brought for punishment. So proclaim Allah's purity from shirk when you see the evening and when you see the morning, and to him be praise in the heavens and the earth, and in the afternoon, and when you enter the time of Dhuhr, soon after the decline of the sun towards the west. He brings out the living from the dead, and brings out the dead from the living, and gives life to the land after it is dead. And in similar way, you will be brought out from graves. It is among his signs that he has created you from dust, then soon you are human beings scattered around. And it is among his signs that he has created for you wives from among yourselves, so that you may find tranquility in them. And he has created love and kindness between you. Surely in this there are signs for a people who reflect. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the difference of your tongues and colours. Surely in this there are signs for the persons having knowledge. And among his signs is your sleep by night and day and your search for his grace. Surely in this there are signs for a people who listens. And it is among his signs that he shows you the lightning which causes fear and hope, and that he sends down water from the sky. Then he revives the earth with it after its death. Surely in this there are signs for a people who understand. And it is among his signs that the sky and the earth stand firm by his command. Then, when he will call you from the earth by a single call, you will be coming out all at once. To him belong all those in the heavens and the earth. All of them are obedient to him. It is he who originates the creation, then will create it again, and it is easier for him. His is the highest description in the heavens and the earth, and he is the mighty, the wise. He, Allah, gives you an example from yourselves. Do you have from among your slaves any partners in the wealth that we have given to you, so as they and you are equal in it, and so as you fear them like you fear each other? This is how we explain the signs for a people who understand. But the wrongdoers have followed their desires without knowledge. So who can guide the one whom Allah leaves astray? For such people there are no helpers. So set your face to the faith uprightly, this faith being the nature designed by Allah on which he has created the mankind. There is no change in Allah's creation. That is the straight faith, but most of the people do not know. Set your face to the faith, turning totally towards him, and fear him and establish salah, and do not be among those who associate partners with Allah, among those who split up their religion and became sects. Each group is happy with what it has before it. When the people are visited by some affliction, they invoke their Lord with exclusive concentration on him. Then once he gives them a taste of his mercy, a group of them starts at once ascribing partners to their Lord, so as to become ungrateful for what we gave to them. So enjoy yourselves a while, then you will soon come to know. Is it that we have sent down to them any authority that speaks to them about their associating partners with him? When we give people a taste of mercy, they are happy with it. And if they are touched by an evil because of what their hands sent ahead, they are at once in despair. Did they not see that Allah extends provision to whomever so he wills and straightens it for whomever so he wills? Surely in this there are signs for a people who believe. So give to the kinsman his right and to the needy and the wayfarer. That is better for those who seek Allah's pleasure, and it is they who will be successful. Whatever riba, increased amount you give, so that it may increase in the wealth of the people, it does not increase with Allah. And whatever zakat you give, seeking Allah's pleasure with it, it is multiplied by Allah, and it is such people who multiply their wealth in real terms. Allah is the one who created you, then gave sustenance to you. Then he will make you dead, then he will make you alive. Is there anyone from your so-called partners of God who can do anything of that kind? Pure is he, and far higher than what they associate with him. Calamities have appeared on the land and sea because of what the hands of the people have earned, so that he, Allah, makes them taste some of what they did. in order that they may return to the right way. Say, go about in the land and see how was the end of those who were before. Most of them were mushriks, that is, those who ascribe partners to Allah. Then set your face to the straight faith before the arrival of a day that will never be repulsed by Allah. On that day, the people will be split apart. Whoever disbelieves, his unbelief will be against him, and whoever acts righteously, then such people are paving the path for themselves, so that Allah may give reward out of his grace to those who believed and did righteous deeds. Surely he does not love the unbelievers. And among his signs is that he sends winds giving good news of rain, and so that he gives you a taste of his mercy, and that the ships may sail with his command, and that you may search for his grace, and you may be grateful. We had indeed sent before you messengers to their people. So they came to them with clear proofs. Then we took vengeance upon those who were guilty, and it was due on us to help the believers. Allah is the one who sends the winds, so they stir up a cloud. Then he spreads in it the sky, however he wills, and makes it split into pieces. Then you see the rain coming out from his mist. So, once he makes it reach those whom he wills from his slaves, they start rejoicing, even though they were absolutely hopeless before it was sent down to them. So, look to the effects of Allah's mercy, how he gives life to the earth after its death. Surely that, Allah is the one who will give life to the dead, and he has the power to do everything. Should we send a harmful wind, and they see it, the tillage turning yellow, then they will turn ungrateful, even after all the aforesaid bounties of Allah. So you cannot make the dead to hear, nor can you make the deaf to hear the call, when they turn their backs in retreat. Nor are you able to show the right path to the blind against their straying. You can make none to listen except those who believe in our signs, hence they submit. Allah is the one who created you in a state of weakness, then he created strength after weakness, then created weakness and old age after strength. He creates what he wills, and he is all-knowing, all-powerful. And on the day when the hour will take place, the sinners will swear that they did not remain in the graves more than 1 hour. In the similar way, they used to be contrary to truth in their worldly life. As for those who were giving knowledge and belief, they will say, "You remained according to the destiny written by Allah up to the day of resurrection. So this is the day of resurrection, but you had no belief." So, on that day, their apology will not benefit the wrongdoers, nor will they be asked to repent. Indeed, we have given in this Quran all kinds of examples for the benefit of mankind. Still, if you bring to them a sign, the disbelievers will certainly say, "You are nothing but men of falsehood." Thus Allah seals up the hearts of those who do not believe. So, be patient. Surely, Allah's promise is true, and let not the believers shake your firmness. Surah Luqman. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. These are the verses of the Wise Book, a guidance and mercy for those who are good in their deeds, who are steadfast in Salah and who pay zakat and have faith in the hereafter. It is these who are on guidance given by their Lord, and it is just these who are successful. There is a man among the people who buys discourses of distracting amusements so that he may mislead people from the way of Allah and make a mockery of it. For such people, there is a disgraceful punishment. And when our verses are recited to him, he turns away in arrogance, as if he did not hear them, as if there is heaviness in his ears. So give him the good news of a painful punishment. Surely, for those who believe and do righteous deeds, there are gardens of bliss in which they will live forever, an absolute promise of Allah. He is the mighty, the wise. He has created the skies without the pillars that you may see, and placed mountains on the earth, lest it shakes with you and spread over it all kinds of creatures. And we sent down water from the heavens and caused to grow in it every noble pear. This is the creation of Allah. Now, show me what is created by those others besides him. Rather, the transgressors are in open error. We gave wisdom to Luqman and said, "Be grateful to Allah," and whoever is grateful is, in fact, grateful for his own benefit, and whoever is ungrateful, then Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. Remember when Luqman said to his son, while he was advising him, "My dear son, do not ascribe partners to Allah. Indeed, ascribing partners to Allah, shirk, is grave transgression. We commanded man to be good in respect of his parents. His mother carried him in her womb despite weakness upon weakness, and his weaning is in 2 years. We said to man, "Be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is the ultimate return. However, if they force you to ascribe partners to me about whom you can have no source of knowledge, then do not obey them. Remain with them in this world with due fairness, but follow the way of the one who has turned himself towards me. Then towards me is your return, so I shall tell you what you had been doing. Luqman went on saying to his son, My dear son, in fact, if there be anything to the measure of a grain of rye, and be it hidden in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Surely Allah is all fine, all aware. My dear son, establish salah, and bid the fair, and forbid the unfair, and observe patience on what befalls you. Surely this is among the matters of determination. And do not turn your cheek away from people, and do not work on the earth haughtily. Surely Allah does not like anyone who is arrogant, proud. And be moderate in your walk, and lower your voice. Surely the ugliest of voices is the voice of the donkeys. Have you not seen that Allah has subjugated for you what is in the heavens and what is on the earth, and has perfected his blessings on you both outward and inward? But among people, there are those who debate about Allah with no knowledge, no guidance, and no book to enlighten. When it is said to them, follow what Allah has sent down, they say, instead we would follow that on which we have found our fathers. Is it so, even though the Satan has been calling them to the punishment of the flaming fire, and whoever submits himself to Allah and is good in deeds, he in fact holds on to the strongest ring. Towards Allah is the ultimate end of all matters, and whoever disbelieves, let not his disbelief grieve you. To us is their return. Then we will tell them what they did. Surely Allah is all aware of what lies in the hearts. We let them enjoy a little. Then we will drag them to a heavy punishment. And if you ask them as to who created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, Allah, say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, but most of them do not know. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and the earth. Surely it is Allah who is free of all needs, worthy of every praise. And if all trees that are on the earth were to be pens, and the ocean converted into ink, is supported by seven seas following it, the words of Allah would not come to an end. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Creation and resurrection of all of you is no more to Allah than that of one single person. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Did you not see that Allah makes the night enter into day and makes the day enter into night? And he has subjugated the sun and the moon, each running toward an appointed time? And that Allah is fully aware of what you do. That is because Allah is the only real one, and what they invoke other than him is false. And Allah is the high, the great. Did you not see that the ships sail through the sea by the grace of Allah, so that he shows you some of his signs? In that, indeed, there are signs for every man of patience and gratitude. And when they are covered by waves like canopies, they pray to Allah, having faith exclusively in him. Then once he brings them safe to the land, some of them remain balanced, while others turn ungrateful by denying Allah's signs. And no one denies our signs except every ungrateful traitor. O people, fear your Lord and fear a day when no father will help his son, nor will a son be helpful to his father at all. Surely the promise of Allah is true, so the worldly life must not deceive you, nor should you ever be deceived about Allah by the deceiver. Surely it is Allah with whom rests the knowledge of the hour, and he sends down the rain, and he knows what is in the wombs. No one knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no one knows in which land he will die. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Surah As-Sajda, the prostration. With the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the All-Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. This revelation of the book, in which there is no doubt, is from the Lord of the worlds. It is that they say he has fabricated it. No, it is the truth from your Lord, so that you, O Prophet, may warn a people to whom no warner has come before you. Maybe they take the right path. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in 6 days. Then he positioned himself on the throne. Other than him, there is neither a guardian for you nor an intercessor. Would you then not observe the advice? He manages every matter from the sky to the earth. Then it, every matter, will ascend to him in a day, the measure of which is 1,000 years according to the way you count. That one is the all-knower of the unseen and the seen, the Almighty, the very merciful, who made well whatever he created and started the creation of man from clay. Then he made his progeny from a drop of semen from despised water. Then he gave him a proportioned shape and breathed into him of his spirit. And he granted you the power of hearing and the eyes and the hearts. Little you give thanks. And they said, is it that when we disappear in the earth, is it that we really come into a new creation? Rather, they are ones who deny the meeting with their Lord. Say, the angel of death who has been assigned for you will take your soul in full. Then you will be brought back to your Lord. And you will wonder if you see the sinners hanging their heads before their Lord and saying, our Lord, we have now seen and heard, so send us back, and we will do righteous deeds. Surely now we are believers. And if we had so willed, we would have led everybody to his right path by force. But the word from me had come to pass. I will certainly fill the Jahannam with jinn and human beings together. So, have a taste, because you had forgotten the meeting of this day of yours. We have forgotten you, and taste the eternal punishment for what you used to do. Only those people believe in our verses who, when they are reminded of them, fall in prostration and pronounce the purity and praise of their Lord, and who do not wax proud. Their sides remain apart from their beds. They call their Lord with fear and hope. They spend in charity out of what we have given them. So no one knows the delight of eyes that has been reserved for them in secret as a reward of what they used to do. So can one who is a believer become like the one who is a sinner? They cannot become equal. As for those who believe and do righteous deeds, for them there are gardens to dwell as an honourable hospitality for what they used to do. And the ones who disobeyed, their abode is the fire. Whenever they wish to come out of it, they will be turned back into it, and it will be said to them, taste the punishment of fire that you used to deny. And we will certainly make them taste the nearer punishment before the greater punishment, so that they may return. And who is more unjust than the one who was reminded of the verses of his Lord? Then he turned away from them. Surely we have taken vengeance upon the sinners. It is a fact that we gave the book to Musa, so be not in doubt about receiving it. And we made it a guidance for the children of Israel. And we appointed leaders from among them who guided the people under our command when they observed patience and kept firm belief in our verses. Surely your Lord will judge between them on the day of judgment in what they used to defer. Has it not been a source of guidance for them as to how many generations we have destroyed before them who used to walk in their dwellings? Surely in this there are signs. So do they not listen? Have they not seen that we drive water to the dry land and we bring forth crops thereby from which their cattle and they themselves have food? So do they not perceive? And they say, when will this decision take place if you are truthful in your claim? Say, on the day of decision their belief will not be of any use to the disbelievers, nor shall they be given any respite. So just ignore them, O Prophet, and wait. They too are waiting. Surah Al-Azab, the Coalition Forces. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. O Prophet, fear Allah and do not obey the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Follow what is revealed to you from your Lord. Surely Allah is all-aware of what you do. And place your trust in Allah. Allah is enough as a guardian. Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his chest cavity, nor did he make your wives, whom you subjected to zihr, your mothers, nor did he make your adopted sons your real sons. That is merely a word uttered by your mouths. And Allah says the truth, and he shows the right way. Call them by the name of their real fathers. It is more equitable in the sight of Allah. And if you do not know their fathers, then they are your brothers in faith and your friends. There is no sin on you in the mistake you make, but in that which you do with intention of your heart. And Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers, and those having mutual kinship are closer to one another for the purpose of inheritance than other believers and emigrants, according to the Book of Allah, unless you do some good to your friends by making a will in their favour. This had been written in the book, the preserved tablet. And recall when we took from the prophets their covenant, and from you, and from Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, the son of Maryam, and we did take from them a firm covenant, so that he, Allah, may ask the truthful ones about their truth, and he has prepared a painful punishment for the disbelievers. O you who believe, remember Allah's favour to you when the forces of the infidels came upon you, and we sent upon them a wind, and the forces of angels did you not see? Allah is watchful over whatever you do. Recall when they came upon you from above you and from below you, and when the eyes were distracted and the hearts reached the throats, and you were thinking about Allah all sorts of thoughts. At that occasion, the believers were put to a trial and were shaken with a violent convulsion. Remember when the hypocrites and those having malady in their hearts were saying, Allah and His Messenger did not promise us but deceitfully, and when a group of them said, O people of Yathrib, Medina, there is no place for you to stay, so go back. And a group of them were seeking permission to leave from the Prophet, saying, In fact, our homes are vulnerable, while they were not vulnerable. They wanted nothing but to escape. And if it, Medina, is entered by the enemy in their presence, from all its sides, and they are asked to join the mischief, they would readily commit to it, and would not remain in them their homes, but for a short while. Despite that, they had already made a covenant with Allah that they would not turn their backs, and a covenant with Allah has to be answered for. Say, flight will never be of any use to you. If you flee from death or killing, and even then you will not be left to enjoy life but for a little while. Say, who is there to protect you from Allah if He intends evil to you, or who is there to prevent Him if He intends mercy for you? Beside Allah, they will not find for themselves either a friend or a helper. Allah does know the ones from among you who prevent others from joining the battle, and those who say to their brothers, come along with us, and who do not come to the battle but for a little while, and that too with a greed against you, to extract a share of spoils from you. But when fear comes, you will see them looking towards you, rolling their eyes, like the one who gets faint because of death. Then, once fear is gone, they assail you with sharp tongues in greed for the good. These people did not accept faith in real terms. Therefore, Allah has nullified their acts. All this is so easy for Allah. They think that the coalition forces have not yet gone, and should the coalition forces come again, they would like to be living in countryside among the Bedouins, asking others about your news, and even if they were to remain among you, they would not fight but a little. There is indeed a good model for you in the Messenger of Allah, for the one who has hope in Allah and the Last Day, and remembers Allah profoundly. When the believers saw the coalition forces, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger had promised to us, and Allah and His Messenger had told the truth. It only improved them further in faith and submission. Among the believers, there are men who came true to the covenant they had with Allah. So some of them had fulfilled their vows by sacrificing their lives in a way of Allah, and some of them are still waiting, and they did not change their commitment in the least. All this happened so that Allah may give reward to the truthful ones for their truthfulness and punish the hypocrites, if He so wills, or accept their repentance. Surely Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Allah has turned back the disbelievers with all their rage, having achieved no good, and Allah sufficed the believers against fighting, and Allah is powerful, mighty. He has brought those of the people of the book, the Jews, who had backed them, down from their fortresses and cast awe into their hearts, so as to make you kill some of them and take others as captives. And He let you inherit their land and their homes and their wealth, and a land you have not trodden so far. And Allah is powerful to do anything. O Prophet, say to your wives, if you intend to have the pleasure of worldly life and its charm, then come on, and I shall give you some stuff and release you in a handsome fashion. But if you intend to gain the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger and the betterment of the hereafter, then Allah has prepared a great reward for those of you who are good in their deeds. O wives of the Prophet, whoever from among you will commit a clearly shameful act, the punishment will be doubled for her, and it is easy for Allah to do so. End of Juz 21.